Hey Jess, how are you?
Hey, I'm good. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks for calling in. Where are you calling? Are you from home now, calling from Saskatchewan?
I am, yeah. I'm home just doing a bunch of press yesterday and today.
Busy days already in January, huh?
Yeah, you know what? I'm all good with that.
Hey, are we still allowed to say Happy New Year, or is it too late now?
I think you can say Happy New Year literally anytime. Happy New Year.
Anytime. Well, Happy New Year to you. So you agree with all year just catching up on your Happy New Years if you miss somebody?
I think you can do that if you want. I'm not saying it's not weird, but I think you could do it. It's a free country.
Absolutely. It's not a horrible thing to say to somebody, right?
There are definitely worse things you can say to people.
Certainly. So it's going to be a big year for you. Let's talk about the new single, Life For Me. I heard this one just yesterday, and both Angela and myself love it. What a great track.
Oh, thank you so much. I'm glad to hear that you enjoyed it. It's been like a year since I've released new music, so it's time.
So in that time, I know that last time we spoke, you were discussing the idea of kind of switching things up for you vocally. How did that work out, and how did you go about that change?
Vocally, I didn't switch things up because my voice is my voice, but I did switch things up in terms of like the songwriters that I was working with and even some of the producers. So it's been definitely the last year has been a bit of a change and just freshening things up, and it felt really great creatively. It's a life for me. It's a life for me. Small town living is the life for me. It's right for me. It's right for me. Small town living is the life for me.
So does that become more exciting for you, or is it a bit of an anxiety filled thing?
It's both. Like, it's scary. I've been releasing music for a long time, so you know, in order to make every song sound different, it gets more challenging each time if you're trying to also keep things authentic. So it's exciting that I finally found that sweet spot once again, but it's scary to think that some people may not appreciate it, or, you know, they'll always say things like, oh, I like this song better, or I miss when she did that. But it's not that different when you're in the throes of production and mixed notes and vocal comps and stuff. You're hyper analyzing it, so it's probably more different to me than anybody else.
Well, that's where the team comes in, right? Because they can kind of guide you, give you support, and kind of help you out to make the right decision, right?
Yeah, they're pretty great about creative freedom. Like, that really does fall pretty much 100% on me and my producer, but the rest of the team will definitely tell me if I've gone too far.
150 million combined streams, that's huge.
That's what they tell me.
Wow.
I counted.
Does that mess with your brain at all at any point in time? That would kind of mess me up a little bit.
You know what? I think that it's just such a really tough number to fathom. Like, how can you even picture that many people or streams? Or it's a little bit elusive to me. So I don't even really think about it, to be honest.
Are you a winter sport kind of person? Like, we're getting into January and February, so how do you spend your time kind of outside the studio during the winter?
Not doing winter sports. What the heck? Oh my gosh. I wish I was that kind of person or had that kind of time. No, I mean, my winter sport is answering emails, songwriting, scheduling meetings, having 11 interviews back to back to back.
Well, that sounds warmer than skiing, you know, and tobogganing.
It's definitely warmer.
So what's the plan for moving forward throughout the year? I was looking at your website. You got some gigs planned?
Yeah, we definitely have some exciting things to announce in the next little bit in the coming months. So I'm sure we'll be talking soon. But for right now, just really focusing on the single. I've got a handful of other songs that are ready to go, so you'll definitely hear new music in 2025. I just haven't decided how many songs we'll put out. So I'm not sure if I'll do like singles or an EP. So I'll keep writing and I'll keep making music and I'll keep releasing it. So you guys will be hearing the first of it on January 24th.
Well, it's good to have too many. I know that for sure, right?
Yeah, definitely. There's always too many. Yeah.
Great new fresh sound. I'm a big fan. Can't wait to spin it on January 24th. The new single is Life For Me. Jess Moskaluk, always a pleasure. Enjoy your wintry day and we'll talk soon.
You as well. Take care. Happy New Year.